Again, salam everyone. We have started the conversation today in the sacred name of the Father, formless, invisible, nameless and eternal, who has no form, is invisible, is nameless and eternal. Whatever has form, is visible, has a name, or is not eternal, is not God. This alone should guide many religions overcoming the concept or misconcepts that they have been having all along to this point, and they do not believe in a heaven is a place. If it appears to any of your senses, it is not the essence of God. Still, you are worshipping or believing dogmas, human understanding, misconceptions, and your religion is not the ultimate. Ultimate is formless, invisible, nameless, and eternal. Therefore, we have to let humanity know that is the goal. The goal is to go beyond intellect, mind, to the essence where surpasses any understanding or belief, dogma, but the truth that will be revealed in our revelations, and to get there is to create an environment that everybody can progress physically, mentally and spiritually, and therefore all march toward one essence, which is the goal of life, is to become divine. Therefore, go preach and reach everyone with these truths and destroy their dogmas, their idols, their images in their minds, so they can see their way clearly toward God. Again, if you have any question or you like to talk about anything, just raise your hand. Otherwise, we just gonna go ahead and talk about the mission and eventually, hopefully, get people that they have questions that we can clarify their misconception and lead them to the great truths of the mission. So that is the goal of the life, to become divine, to become one with the essence. That is what God said, that every man and woman and child has to be instructed and guided too. And humanity eventually will realize the truth and will come and surrender themselves to the ultimate reality. This manifested world has come from the essence. It is not the ultimate reality. This is just a relative truth. It is not an illusion. It is not completely without substance. But the substance and essence is the ultimate that we are aiming to reach. Anything that keeps us from going to the essence should be disregarded, obliterated, should be taught not to get attached to, create the conditions of life so everybody has the physiological and safety needs taken care of, so they can meditate more, they can create environment that everybody can progress. Of course, you have to do the effort, you have to want to progress, you have to get rid of your attachments, desires, ambition, and all the things that keep you from going to God. Get out of delusion of the grandeur. because when you get to the essence, there is no higher or lower, better among us. We're all in the essence and one with God, and there is no ego that struggles with another ego. And if we are struggling with other people and trying to make them understand you are better than them, you are higher than them, you can choose things better than they do, or anything that creates a feeling I am superior to you and dominate, you are in delusion. You are in illusion. You have not realized God. You have not realized the essence. And now, if you look to see how many people are in delusion and illusion, we can see 99.99% of humanity are in that illusion. They want to be superior. They want to have a better religion. They want to be the only way, have the last word, and be the chosen one, when the scriptures clearly tells them, you're not. But they want to stay in that illusion because ego loves that state. Instead of they realize that they are here to become divine, to follow eternal divine path, and go to God and the essence, not to get bogged down with all this delusion that exists on earth. This seems to be very hard for humans to understand. This seems it's so difficult for them to fathom that you should not get attached to this external world. This external world is not the ultimate truth. And still people are wanting, craving, desiring, and those things are more important to them than going to God. They want to be somebody, to want somebody's attention, to crave for ego glorification, and realizing that glorification of ego is not going to satisfy them. Because the only satisfaction is to know thyself and become the essence, which is God, and realize then that yes, truly God is infinite. So we are working with the principalities and delusion of human, and they hang into anything that supports their ego or tell them that they are better than someone else. And these things human have to understand, that there is no higher or lower in God's kingdom. He whoever is closer to God and understand the essence can guide others in a greater degree. Those who are in the delusion of separation, of course, are away from God, and they have to overcome those delusions and become one with their essence in a greater degree. And our teaching is the salvation of man. It's teaching that the ultimate realization, how to go to God, how to create a community of light, how to bring the kingdom of heaven on earth, how to know the history, how to know God's hand in the creation, how God created the whole thing in an evolutionary process. There is nothing which has not been answered. And still humanity go to other revelation or teachings or their own religion, and having come here and they want to prove we are wrong and they are right. Their heaven is a place. You can touch it, you can smell it, you can see it. So what's the difference between that heaven and where we are at? Still it has all the propensities of our senses, and they will stimulate our senses, and we will fall into our senses and illusion and illusion. How can, if heaven still be like Maya, like this external world? So we have to let them to realize that the visions that prophets had, or the traveling of the Prophet Muhammad to be in heaven with God, is just a vision. John did not leave the island he was in. Muhammad did not leave Kaaba. Daniel did not leave the side of the river. They were all were sitting and being where they were, exactly where they had the vision. When I had the vision of God being the whole universe and He knows everything at the same time, even the smallest fish in the ocean, I still was in that place that I was at. I didn't go to the universe and became universe. In the consciousness I did, but not in the physical body. Therefore, heaven is a state of consciousness, a vision. So I come to a room. This is the conversation room again of the mission of Maitreya. If you have a question, just raise your hand and ask. And if you have to converse with me or talk to me about anything, go ahead and do that. We have had problem with the sound whole last week because of sound like a worm going around in internet and slowing everything down. Therefore, we don't have all our rooms up. That's why our number is fewer today. But the number is not the indication of the truth. The indication of the truth is the ultimate revelation of God. Therefore, our teaching is based on realizing that this external world is not the ultimate realization. Our egoistical pursuit in life will not take us to God. We have to recognize to come together, create the communist of light. So the physiological and safety need of everybody is provided, and then everybody direct their attention and intention and life toward recognizing and realizing God, and this will bring the kingdom of heaven on earth and will guide humanity in a greater degree and acceleration toward the goal. The goal is to know thyself, to know that you and God are one. Your essence is God and you are one with one another, then you become one. And that's the goal of life, to become divine. Now this revelation have unified all religions of the world and shows the way back home and how the kingdom of heaven can come to humanity based on the eternal divine path. Our teaching is based on a path. It doesn't have any dogmas. Either you follow the path or you don't. As simple as that. You can stay being a delusion that you're following. You will not benefit as much as the people or person who follow it. Of course, you have also to create wisdom in the path and know the nature of human and know that many of them can be in a deep delusion and try to, you know, shatter their delusion. But sometimes when you shatter their delusion, they rather just take their bag and Gauvain instead of staying and facing themselves. Welcome to our room. This is the conversation room of the Mission of Maitreya. We suggest that you go to our website and study our teachings, and then if you have any questions or you want to talk about anything that we have revealed to humanity, with me in this room every Saturday at 10 o'clock till 11:30, we will be here, and we like to talk to you about your religion, our understanding, and see how your religion is a part of this revelation, and how all the religions of the world are unified, and God has sent the last revelation and unified all religions of the world and opened the seven seals and the book which is sealed with the seven seal. Therefore, you have come to the right room if you want to know the ultimate truth. And the ultimate truth, according to God's word, is when the seventh angel come and open the seven seals. That is when the tribulation will come and humanity will go toward the creation of the kingdom of heaven on earth. Okay, go ahead. Cuckoo. Cuckoo, do you have a question? Did you want to talk? Did you want to come into mic and talk to us? If you do, apparently not. All right. So, we continue with the room. Yeah, maybe he had a problem with the mic or something, or he just decided not to say anything and left. If he came back, of course, we would know he had some problems. So again, go to our teachings, and if you find anything that you don't understand, or you want a clarification, or you want to discuss anything, we can do that. Hopefully this room one day will become much more lively, and more people understand our teachings in a greater degree, and they come and we clarify lots of points in the mission. Because it's not in a small mission, God has revealed everything. You know, there's no question has not been answered in the last 22 years. And it is amazing when you go to the website or listen to, you know, reading during the week, you know, how much is being given. No other revelation ever gave all the answer as it is done here in this mission. So I'm sure there are many questions come up with you. Of course, I love it when nobody has questions. I assume that you know the teaching well, and you have realized every part of it, and you are reaching to humanity with whatever you know, and wherever you are, and you are inviting them to your places, and you are guiding them to realize what has happened in the mission, or you are helping in other ways, you know, keeping up the website, translating, and doing everything that you can to help this message to spread into humanity, and eventually all the Muslims, Hindus, Buddhists, Christians, Jews, Baha'is will know that indeed God has sent this revelation, and God exists, He is in charge, and He will bring the kingdom of heaven on earth. Of course, if you don't do it, God will send another person or another people who will do. Therefore, we have to have the patience of Job, or even greater than patience of Job, and wait for the right people come along and take this message and take it with them to all over the world, not come here to judge or to not see the vision, but you have to see the vision. You have to see how the word of God indeed have come through this mission and is the truth. And how He has sent all religions separately, and now they are all put together as one. I guess Hello? Yeah, it sounds like it. I lost the connection here. I hope you are still hearing me. Okay, now it is going again. And are you still hearing me? I can see the, our connection is not very good. Hello? Okay, I can see our connection is not very good. Yeah, I can see on my computer that the connection is breaking up and the connection is not constant. So apparently still we have a problem with the internet. It is not any provider or anything, but it is the worm that's going around in the internet, and sometimes it becomes very slow and it does not let the sound go through, just like now. And so we can see that God has sent this revelation for the ultimate realization and salvation of man. Any other teaching, any other realization, any other religion before it did not have the whole answer, because God clearly said only when the seventh angel comes, that is when the mystery of God will be finished. And if you read our teaching and understand the revelation and fulfillment of the prophecies and everything God has said, has done it. To this point, He promised and He fulfilled. Therefore, God exists, and this is the last revelation of God to humanity. And that is the message we have to convey to humanity. And after He gave the message, each person is obligated to go, to search, to find the truth, and see the vision, and then come and help. That is the process. As more people see the vision, as more people will come, as more people will help, we will have greater spreading of the message and the truth to humanity. So, understand your obligation, what it is in this mission. You have been called to do something. You have been called to see the vision and pass on the vision to other people. If you have seen the vision, then God and us are done with you. You are a part of the mission, and you will be able to understand the revelation of God. So this is not really a small thing that have come to man. This is probably the rarest thing happens, and it doesn't happen often. Actually, last 2,000 years, this hasn't been on Earth. Now it is. So realize how important this revelation and this happening is. And of course, I believe with all my heart that there are elects, those who have been called for this revelation and have been in process of progressing to the point that they can see the vision clearly, and that vision and understanding is the most important thing in life, and they are willing to sell everything and buy that land which has the greatest jewel in the world, which is the truth of God. Of course, the world right now is still in the ego trip and destruction, and all the things that is happening on earth that we can see is not godly, are not godly, and the reason for it is that they cannot see the unity of all religion, they don't know about our teaching, they don't know about the vision of God. They are not trying to create communist of light. Of course, creation of communist of light is not an easy work. You have to overcome a lot of delusion and illusion, and everything that is human have to go, which is related to ego. But of course, as we continue and we create such a communities, and we attract the people who really want to be in it, they have no other ambition but to serve God, and they come here to absolutely serve God. Where's Cuckoo? Well, Cuckoo, if you need some help, go to the help Paltalk and ask them to help you to learn how to use the Paltalk. And after that, go to our website and study our teachings, and then come here if you have any question or anything that we can help you with. Apparently, you don't know how even to take the mic, and I'm not sure what you wanted to contribute to this discussion if you don't even know how to help to use the Paltalk. I give you one more chance. If you don't take the mic, then I have to ask you not to raise your hands anymore, and also probably turn your video off here. Go ahead. One more chance. Go ahead and grab the mic if you have something to contribute. Go ahead, Cuckoo. Okay, apparently Cuckoo has a problem with the mic, as I suggested. Can you hear me, Cuckoo? Say yes or no, can you hear me? Alright, apparently he has some problem with his system, and if you can hear me, as I suggested, go to the Pal Help and let them help you out and get your system going, and then come back, ask your questions. So, you all, I'm sure, have thought about this thing that we discussed here, and I have studied other religions, other teachers, and no matter what I have seen, cannot be compared with this truth and realization. And therefore, if you have the ultimate, how you cannot completely dedicate yourself to it, how you cannot see that your salvation is based on the truth that have come to this mission, and anything else that take you away from it is not the ultimate truth, and therefore it's an obstacle in your way to go to the ultimate. Again, welcome to the conversation room of the Mission of Maitreya. This is Maitreya, of the Mission of Maitreya. We have unified all religions of the world and have revealed to humanity the truth that has been prophesied by God will come at this end time for humanity. This truth is revealed in our website. You can go there and study it in a much deeper levels and understand and see the vision. We are looking for the elects, those who have been called to come and see this vision and join in and help it to be manifested. Therefore, if you have been in our website and you have studied the teaching and know what is in it, and you want to talk to me about anything, go ahead and raise your hand. We can discuss things together. If you have not gone to our website yet, we recommend first do that, because we know about your religion. We know about all religion on earth. We know about all the people who believe in the religion. We have studied them in depth, and God has revealed to us what is truth in the religion and what is dogma. Now you have to know what are our religion, our teachings, our revelation. Of course, some people say our revelation is not a religion. I agree with them. And some say it is. It depends how you define religion. If religion means a set of dogmas, ours is not. A religion is the path. You either follow it or you don't. If the religion means believing God and in a revelation from God, then it is. So it depends how you look at the religion. But our truth is a path. Does it have much dogma? It is the path that you follow and you see the benefit of it. Of course, if you do not follow, if you do not meditate, if you do not create the comings of light, if you do not sacrifice for it, if you do not surrender and submit to God, if you do not become universalist, you are not an elect. You cannot have the complete benefit of God's revelation. The eternal divine path, the essence of becoming an elect of God. Therefore, don't be in an illusion of you are an elect because you are in the mission of Maitreya, or you know the teaching, but you have to follow the teaching to the highest possible for you. Again, our teaching based on the seven seals revealed in the book Revelation. Those seven seals are awakening of the spiritual forces to meditate, know thyself, be a seal and know that I am God, to follow the mystical path, which includes the spirit of all religion, which includes also Hinduism, Buddhism, Kabbalah, mystics in Christianity and Sufis, and any other teaching that teaches know thyself. Meditate, awaken your spiritual forces. The second seal is to create the communities of light, and that is, of course, the Old Testament, the Hebrews. When you awaken your spiritual forces and you try to create the communities of light and join a community of light, you will apply what you learn from the spirit. In order to create some of light, you have to give up ego or sacrifice, and that is the message of Christ. Christ's message was, you cannot create some of light without giving up yourself into it and sacrificing and being a part of it. Of course, in sacrificing and surrendering and sacrificing, you might become either depressed because some things are not happening, or you become elated because you think you are great, you are the person doing God's will, and you create a big ego. Either of them, of course, is the fall of man. So the next step is to surrender the result to God. Surrendering the result, of course, means you're not attached to it. And created that surrendering submission, that means God doing it through you. Therefore, communities of light, based on the people who understand themselves and meditate and awaken their spiritual forces, they sacrifice for it and they surrender, submit to God. But they still might be attached to a small part of the universe, or their community, or their country, or their gender, or whatever. The next step, universalism, that is the message of Baha'i. Baha'i's message is that God is everything. God is universe. You shatter all narrowness of the mind. With following these five steps, you become an elect. That's what God has been talking about all in all. Revelation and scriptures. My elect are the salt of the world. That is what's worth for God to go through of 12,000 years of history and creation to this point to choose and bring about these elects. Those who awaken their spiritual forces. Those who work for the communist of light. Those who sacrifice for it, those who surrender and submit to God, those who become universalists. Awakening of their forces cover all religions, the spirit of all religions, which teach you, know thyself, to know God. Be still and know that I am God, as the first seal in the seven seals. The second seal is, to create communities of light. To create a community which God is the king and his laws are the laws in their life. Not my will be done, but your will be done in such communities. They bring God among themselves. They do not argue. They do not create an environment that is not kosher. They do not crave to attention all the time. They do not put themselves up all the time, but they put God first, and they vanish behind the scene and let God to be glorified, not themselves. Such community, of course, the law of God is first, and it's the communities of light are the base of the kingdom of heaven on earth. Now, how we create that communities? We meditate, we awaken our spiritual forces, we join a community of light, or we start a community of light, we sacrifice for it. Sacrifice is the message of the third seal. Christ brought the message of sacrifice. Love your neighbor as yourself. Give up of yourself. A friend is the person who will lay his life for you. Therefore, the message of Christ is very clear. Give up yourself to the community of light. A community with a lot of ego in it cannot be a community of light. It is a community of darkness. It's a community of egos. It cannot create the community of light. Therefore, the third seal, the message in the third seal is sacrifice. Now, the first seal awaken your spiritual forces, which is Hinduism, Buddhism, and all the religions that teach know thyself, including Kabbalah and saints in the Christianity and Sufis and all that. The first seal of the awakening of your spiritual forces is the essence of the spirit of all religion. If you do not know thyself, you do not awaken your spiritual forces, you do not understand your religion. As simple as that. Therefore, you awaken your spiritual first, then you create the comes of life. The Old Testament, the whole Old Testament is based on finding a people to create 12 tribes. What's the tribe? It's a community. And that tribe will bring God as the king and follow his laws. Of course, the children of Abraham, children of Israel didn't want to sacrifice. They were self-centered, they went against God's law, they went against God's, you know, commandments, and reached the point that God, you know, cursed them many times and destroyed them or completely, you know, obliterated them in many times and became slaves and taken away from their places. So we can see human is pretty stubborn. in following God's way and God's commandment. Actually, they want to be God themselves. They want to replace God and His laws and say, my will to be done, not God's will. That's exactly what Adam and Eve did. They said, our will, not yours. Therefore, the promise of life should be from the people who are willing to sacrifice to create this community. Of course, sacrifice was the message of Christ. And when people meditate and awaken the spiritual forces, create the community and sacrifice for it, nothing might happen. They become very unhappy. They might feel depressed. They might feel that, what am I doing? And all that. Or they might become elated if it starts happening and say, well, that's me who is doing all these things. And therefore become greater ego and they fall. Therefore the next step is surrender the result to God. Say, okay God, I'll do all these things, but I surrender the result to God and I'm not attached to it. With this you are absolutely free. You free yourself from depression or too much elation. And you become closer to God because you neither get depressed nor become elated, as in Bhagavad Gita Krishna said. The realized person neither goes too high nor too low. If you get elated and then you get depressed, you are not a realized person, but you are in the roller coaster of the emotion and mind. Therefore, it's surrendering the result to God. Your emotion is not going to go too high, because if it happens, it's God doing it. If it didn't happen, well, it wasn't supposed to happen. Either way, you are free from, you know, roller coaster of the emotion or going up and down. The greater than surrendering, of course, is submission. To realize God always doing it through me, and of course God does a perfect job. If God is coming through, therefore you will do perfect job. And with surrendering and submission, of course, you will become one with God. Because if the Spirit of God coming through you, then you and God are one. And that is the goal of life, to become one with God. Therefore, this is the highest spiritual realization. And that is the message of Islam. Islam comes from the word Taslim, and therefore we also brought Islam in the Eternal Divine Path, and that is the fourth seal. Of course, a seal, we might, you know, direct all this at realization toward a small part of the universe, or even our community, or, you know, nation, or earth, or whatever. The next step become universalist. Because God is everything. Expand yourself to include the whole universe as part of God, and see the essence in every human and every atom, and realize God is there. With this, no separation exists between you and the universe. You shatter all the morals of the mind, and that is the message of Bab and Baha. Because you can see, here a path is given to you, and at the same time it shows how each of these religions are part of this path. And they are all unified and reveal one part of the eternal divine path to humanity. If you follow these five steps of the eternal divine path, you will become an elect. You become an elect of God. You become a dynamic spiritual being who meditates, awakens their spiritual forces, they know themselves. At least they become more observant to progress faster in their path. They join a community of light, or at least try to create a community of light. They sacrifice for it. They surrender and submit to God. They become universalists. They become an elect. Such a people are what we are waiting for. We are waiting for elect. That's what this room is for. That is why our website is for. That's where though and all our effort is to attract the elect those who are willing to follow the eternal divine path and understand the vision, see the unity of our religion, come, join, help spread the message to every man and woman on earth, so we can bring the peace that all of us long for and get rid of the egos that have created such a destructive environment for whole humanity. So this is the base of our teaching. Eternal divine path, which is the path, it opens the seven seals, it reveals the God's revelation. Of course, in our book, it also shows you how God said he will do things and he has done them. And this is, of course, the last part of God's plan, which is revealed to humanity. And therefore, you know for sure God exists. And now he has sent the truth to you. And if you accept anything else besides this, of course, you have found half the truth or one-seventh of the truth. You have not found the whole revelation of God. If you have gone to our website, if you have studied our teachings, if you know something about it, if you have a question or you like to talk to me, raise your hand and converse with me about what you have in mind. I see some questions on the text. I don't know if they are the question or the statement mostly. Okay. Apparently updated human. I have some statements here, but I don't see any questions to be asked. If you have a question and you have mic, you can raise your hand and come and talk to us. If you have question, you want to type on text, and there are questions that we can answer you, you can go ahead and do that. Those who raise their hand, of course, have the priority, and the mic will be given to them first, and those who type in text, of course, also will be answered as we go along. Again, this is the conversation room of the Mission of Maitreya. This is the last revelation of God. This is the unification of all humanity, fulfillment of all prophecies, and the Veshur to peace. The Veshur to the kingdom of heaven on earth. The Veshur for the elect to come together from all parts of earth, nations, gender, and realize that in ultimate state they are one with God. There is no separation of gender, nationality, race, creed. In essence, they are all part of God. With this understanding, of course, they can shatter all the knowledge of the mind, come together, and realize there is only one God, and all of them are brothers and sisters in the path of a struggle to return to God. And the goal for them to be here is to become divine, to follow eternal divine path, create comets of light, and eventually bring the kingdom of heaven on earth, and guide humanity to the next step of their evolution, which is the period of 1,000 years of progress in the comets of light to reach pure consciousness. Those who will not listen to this teaching or revelation, those who will not see the vision and fight back, instead of realizing the truth in what revealed to them, will not be incarnated for 1,000 years. They will not progress. They will not be part of God's plan. They will be sundered. This is the time of sundering indeed. And those who are still in delusion of separation and domination and warmongering and destruction and all that, their days are numbered, because that is not the part of God's revelation to humanity. And there are not elect. Elect will see this truth clearly. They will see that yes, there is only one God, and He has this revelation to them. And if they are elect, they will stay on and dedicate their life to this. If they are not elect, of course, they go away. They drop off. They go other ways, which will not lead to God. The only way to God is the eternal divine path, is the negation of the ego, is becoming one, surrendering and submit to God. You have desires, you fall for those desires. You want God, you go to God. Indeed, the false prophets and teachers are chosen by men. The Messiah and the prophet is chosen by God. Therefore, do not judge the prophet or the Messiah, but find out if God chose him to bring a revelation to you. If God chose him, then he is not a false prophet. But if the people choose a teacher or whoever claimed to be the Messiah, then it is man's choosing, not God's choosing. Therefore, do not let your ego come between you and God's way, but seek God and His ways and choosings. And if you look at our teachings, the prophecies, the revelation, genealogy, the whole truth that has been revealed through this mission, it is clear that God has chosen this vessel to bring this revelation to us, to humanity, and therefore God chose this as His ultimate revelation, and therefore you don't choose anybody else anymore. You are home. Here's the question, I guess. You told us that everything in the world is God. Yes, those people that have experience in being of God say that things in the past, but no one, and especially the begotten person, don't deliver that, and the history begin again. I don't understand the question. Updated. Human, you have to update your question. Okay. So you told us that everything in the world is God. Yes. Bigots. Okay. All right. All right. Yes, God is everything. Okay, now I understand the question. You told us that everything is in the world is God. Yes. Those people that have experience in being of God say that things in the past, but no one, and especially the bigots, person don't believe that being in God's way. Well, that is the whole struggle between God and the ego and human for last, 12,000 years, or even from the very beginning of creation, and that is the lower nature of man and falling from God's grace. If you study our teaching, you will realize from the very beginning there was a separation between those who created the illusion of separation from God, and they fell to their lower nature, and their ego. A bigot is a person has a big ego, and he or she thinks they are better than other people. Okay? So they are in their lower nature. They don't know God. They have not realized God is everything, and if they had, they would not become a bigot. And that is the message we will take to humanity, and will make them realize that there is not such a thing as better race or worse race, or people that they can enslave other people because they believe they are better people than other people. Whoever is greater and closer to God and helps the communities of light and create the kingdom of heaven on earth is greater. That's all there is into it. I cannot create an ego, you know, because I have been in, you know, mission longer. You know, I am, you know, greater than a person who just come to the mission. Actually, God said the first will be last, and the last will be the first. So we have to realize that God's way is not man's way, and surrender and submit to it, and accept those who do a better job in bringing the kingdom of heaven are in a higher level in God's plan, and improve ourselves to become one of them. So we can see from the very beginning there was a separation because of the illusion and delusion that was created in the unit consciousnesses as Maya, as even believing that you are superior to another race is Maya. It's destruction. How can anybody be better than anybody else if everything is God, if everybody has the essence of God? Of course, if those who are in the lower nature, they are better, some are better than others, because some have bigger ego, some have lesser ego, some are more effective, some are less effective. So in the ego world, there is a higher level, lower level might exist, but in the essence, in the ultimate realization, there ain't. There is not any higher or lower level. So those who are bigots, you should give them the message of God. If they did not listen, leave them to God. That is our approach. We say the truth to everybody. If they came and join and start working for the mission and doing things done and progressing and helping, great. We love them, we help them, we be with them and become one. Those who go away or do not like the mission or don't see the vision, we leave them to God. It is not up to us to worry about who comes, who goes, who drops, who joins. Our work is to create the common supply, give this message out, guide humanity to see that God is everything. The ultimate realization of God, there is no higher level. Those who progress in the spirit are greater. Those who lag behind will be left behind. This train is going to God. Are you going to be in it, or are you going to be off it? That is the question, really. In 1,000 years, those who are in the train will go to the pure consciousness and reach God. Those who jumped off, I don't know what happened to them. I hope they come back and get to the train again, or maybe not. Maybe even a bigot will be helped with our teaching, and he or she realizes they have been wrong, and the only way they can redeem themselves is to realize the essence in the other races and respect that person as being a higher level of consciousness or not. In any race, the person who is more godly should be loved and helped and respected. In any race, who is in the lower nature should be guided, helped, and eventually create an environment from the childhood. Such a teaching would not come to human mind and consciousness, so they become bigots later on. So we can see that we have a huge job in front of us to accomplish. The more we help to accomplish these goals, the more you will be respected. The more you are in the way to accomplish these goals, the more you will be pushed away from the path. So decide where you want to go. You want to be in the path? You want to be helpful? You want to be behind the train and push it toward the goal? Or going to be in front of the train, which we are going to be absolutely obliterated? So that is the decision. If all of us go behind the train and the cart and push it, it's going to go faster in a greater degree. The more we procrastinate and stay behind and or stay in front of the cart, we are in the way. So we have a great mission, great goal to accomplish, to teach and guide humanity to realize these truths. How can anybody become a bigot if they realize that God is everything? God is in every human, in every man, woman, and child. They are a part of God, and their essence is the same as God. How can I say my race has a better essence than the other race? It's impossible. My race has the same essence as the other race. That's right. All of humanity, not just one culture or religion. Exactly. It's just, that is what our teaching is, the only teaching which has the universal view. It hasn't come for Hebrews. It didn't come for the lost children of Israel. It didn't come just for Arabs. Didn't come for Persians. Even Prophet himself received this revelation not in the culture he was raised, but in another culture in the other side of the world. So this revelation is for whole humanity, for all religion, for all men and women on earth. Actually, this is the only one that is for all humanity on whole earth. This is the call to all men. It's not the call to Arabs or Hebrews or the lost tribe of Israel or anything. It is a call in the whole earth to come together, realize these truths, understand the way of God, overcome their egos and separation and destructive tendencies and beliefs that have come from intellectuals and human mind and ego, and eventually see these truths clearly. They might say, if we believe in what you say, there's not enough resources for everybody on earth. Therefore, we have to dominate. Therefore, we have to take the resources from other parts. Therefore, we can have greater degree of a standard of living. That's not true. There is infinite resources in the universe. There is infinite resources in the space. If we come together as one and reach to the universe, actually God wanted to scatter man all over the world in the beginning in the Bible, if you study. Now God wants to scatter man all over the universe. We have to reach out to other planets, you know, make them livable. And we can. There are infinite stars and galaxies out there. There are infinite planets that can sustain life. And if it doesn't even sustain life, You can make them to do it. Therefore, if it's just a small vision of human that they're afraid to go, you know, farther, and they're afraid to lose their standard of living, when there's infinite resources out there, then they can have even greater standard of living for everybody. So their argument does not hold. This is a time for human to expand their mind, realize this realization, reach out to space, become one, and see the essence of God, bring God to their life, create common supplies, and kingdom of heaven on earth, realize all regions of the earth are unified. God sent each of them separately, and now he shows how they are all put together as one. With this realization, more and more people who have been called for this mission come together, create communities, and put an example for the rest of humanity how to come together. But it is a big job. We need the people who are dedicated to it. They are willing to sacrifice and dedicate their life into this vision instead of still longing for fun and this and that, or the thing that takes them away from the absolute dedication. And not only they themselves might want to go away and have fun and not be dedicated, they might even try to get those who are dedicated in the mission away to their own desires. So it is a path that we really have to examine ourselves in a very deeper level. How really we realize how wonderful this revelation is. How wonderful God's word has come to humanity, and how demanding it is to absolutely dedicate ourselves to this revelation. And that is not only our salvation, but the salvation of the whole humanity and the universe. Sometimes we jump for joy when this realization comes to us to know God. Yes, indeed. The joy of knowing God is greater than any pleasure of earth. Pleasures are temporary. The joy is permanent. The pleasure usually has a side effect. When you drink, next day you have a hangover. When you do anything physical, you will pay for it. But when the joy of the Spirit comes to you, it is constant, it is incredible, it is unbelievably more and greater than any pleasure that people are longing for it all over the world. Because they are in delusion, they are looking for infinity, which is God, and then direct that to the finite pleasure on the body, and they never ever gonna be satisfied, because that infinite longing cannot be satisfied with the finite thing on this manifested world. So we can see this world is upside down, as many great teachers have also realized. The more you climb the world, the more away you go from the joy of God. The more you give up of this world and go to God, the more joy will be in you. Of course, when you leave the pleasures and you trying to go to God, you have to purify yourself, and there is a period that you might even feel more unhappy because you lost the pleasure of the world and you haven't replaced it with the joy of being with God. So anytime you are between going from one level to another level, there is confusion, there is misunderstanding, there is possibility of falling back. But those who stay to the end will eventually reach God, reach the joy of knowing God and being with God. So the sincerity of heart, the sincerity of mind, the sincerity of action, the sincerity of purpose is needed in the path of God. It is not a path for sainted hearts. It is not a path for those who are still in the lower nature. It is not the path of games. is the path of sincerity, the path of dedication, it's the path of truly have seen the vision and want God more than anything else in your life. It's just like Christ said, it's just like finding that treasure in a land, that the treasure is the most wonderful and worthy thing, and you sell everything else to buy that land with that treasure. If you realize God and see the vision of God, nothing else is really matter. It doesn't make sense anymore. Anything else really are a pebble, a real pleasure, a real thing that is not comparison with your longing to go to the essence of God and following the eternal divine path and seeing the vision of God and becoming one with it. If you are lukewarm, you haven't seen the vision. If you are lukewarm, God said, I will screw you out of mouth, so you can go to Maya and have the pleasure of the world. And then, maybe after you went through the pleasure of the world and realize how small it is, you might come back. We must all go collectively. That is the necessity to help one another. That's right. That is why God has been waiting for elect to come to this point. They come to this realization and now they can come together. That is the way. If we don't come together, and we still resist coming together and become one, then we are separated. Just look at the story of that father who had five sons and they were fighting with each other all the time. And then the father was very upset that his sons will not, become united and unified. So one day he called them and told them, he put five sticks together and tell them, I have a request of you, my son. Go ahead and break these five sticks. Each of them went and tried and it didn't work. It just wouldn't break. It's so hard to break it. They said, well, we can't do it. It's too hard to break it. He said, okay, I can break it. They said, well, no, how can you? You're an old man. How can you break, five strong stick together? He said, no, I can. He said, well, okay. They started laughing. He said, yeah, sure, go ahead. And he then separated the five stick and broke them one by one and told them that it's also what is going to happen to you. Guys, if you are five together as one, you're going to be strong. But if you are separated and go your way, you are easy to break. Of course, the metaphor completely doesn't go here because God has already chosen those who will come together and there is no doubt they will be strong. And Prophet Muhammad said, the number is the hand of God. The more we can bring elect together and become one, a stronger and more powerful the mission will be, and we can reach in a greater degree. We can, reach in every level of consciousness, physically, mentally, and spiritually, to humanity and spread this message and show humanity how all of them do not have the ultimate truth. They have only one part of it, and now they're fighting with each other, like those five blind and the elephant that we have talked about it many times. Each of the blinds have taken one part of the elephant and said, that is what the elephant is. And God said, no, elephant is more than that. It's all of the elephant together. And now that is what humanity has to understand. Their religions are okay. Their revelation are okay. But they are a part of a greater truth, a greater revelation. And that revelation is our revelation to humanity. Therefore, you are very lucky that you have found God's last revelation and you have absolutely dedicated yourself to it and reach in any way you can to humanity. And of course, as our number increases, it's easier to do that because we can be stronger together. And right now, the Maya and destructive ideas are stronger than we are, because our number is so few and little. So again, this is the things you have to think and meditate on. You have to realize how blessed you are. Create community, come together, follow eternal divine path, and reach out to your communities, to your people, to the wherever you are at. So start the yoga class, the meditation class. So start something, and instead of, you know, not doing anything. But the most important thing is to let humanity know that the last revelation of God has come. All religions are unified. Now is the time to come together, create comes of light, and create the kingdom of heaven on earth. Okay, sounds like there is no question, and we have gone through the teaching one more time. And we have 5 more minutes. You don't have to go all the way to 11:30. If there is no other questions, probably we can stop our session this week here. I'm hoping that our connection... Hello? Okay. Hello? Okay, sounds like our connection goes down and up. I'm hoping that our connection is going to be better next week and more people will go to our website. Tell them to go website, to the website first. To study the website and then come here and talk with us. You know, guide them that they forget about their dogmas and their, you know, belief that it is imposed on them by their religion and culture and background. Free them from the ignorance that they are in. Let them know that if it is, you know, it is not the essence of God, it is not the ultimate. If it has form, it appeals to any senses, it is not the essence, it is not the ultimate. Therefore, every teaching that talks about God with the name, God with the touch, God with the, you know, something that appeals to their senses is wrong. And therefore, they can be guided in a greater degree to realize the ultimate realization of God, and then they become unified that in that essence which is formless, invisible, nameless, and eternal. So we have a lot of things to teach to humanity and bring them to a greater degree to understand what was the plan of God, how He promised both to Ishmael and Isaac that, you know, they will have a prophet or Messiah come from them, that they will receive the territory, and how will fulfill all those things that He's promised to this point. And now He has fulfilled the opening of the seventh seal. The book will is sealed with the seventh seal, unification of our religion, and now we are in that state that humanity have a choice to go to God or not be incarnated for a long time. So it's an individual decision to completely wrap ourselves in this revelation and truth, or become a lukewarm and not be incarnated for a long time. Welcome to the conversation with the Mission of Maitreya. If you are French, we have 2 French people here that you can talk with them in French. And if you are English, go to our website. There are also French websites you can go to if you want to. Apparently, our guest left, and I am also at the end of this session with you. I give you one more time if there's something else you want to talk to me. Otherwise, we end the session. We will be here every week at Saturdays, and we put our best effort to reach as many people as possible. Of course, I wish we had more people with more resources, that we could could put advertisement and outreach in every newsletter, newspaper, radio, television, bulletin board, and fill the whole earth with this message and reach in a greater degree to every corner of the earth. But we trust in God, and we will know that eventually, when humanity is ready, they will see this truth in a greater degree, according to the Word of God and the Scriptures. Of course, there is a period that Maya, the devil, the illusion of separation of God, will win, and it seems like his revelation and truth will not penetrate human consciousness, and seems that the devil really going to win, or whatever you want to call it. But at the end, he promises that his kingdom will come, and this revelation will be accepted, and the seven seal that is open will be established on earth. That is our salvation, that we will eventually reach to humanity. But that doesn't mean we just sit and wait for it to happen. We have to do our best while we are in the body, and eventually one day we will win. If it's not in this lifetime, maybe next lifetime or the lifetime after, but eventually we will make this vision being seen with most of humanity. Okay, you have 1 minute to decide if anything else you want to talk about, and in 1 minute it's going to be 11:30 anyway. We made it exactly to the 11:30, so go ahead, all stay silent for a minute. Okay, also if you did not hear all the parts of the session, this conversation are going to be in our website in the Satsang section. You can always go there and download them. It just takes a couple of minutes to download them, and if you miss the parts, you can always listen to them. I leave you all to God. Think about these words, think about God and His revelation, think about your responsibility who received this revelation, and decide, are you going to be with God 100% or not? If you are with God at 100%, then come, join, and become 100% dedicated to God's work. God be with you. Salam everybody.